The following podcast contains adult language, explicit content, and original opinions.
All content is the opinion of Comics Brew and no one else.
It is meant for mature audiences only, so be warned.
Yo. Before we get this first episode of 2018 off the ground.
A little preview of something that happens later in the episode.
Tyler and I got a bet on this episode.
Yeah.
And we are right now, for real, about to find out the answer to that bet. And we'll let you guys know what the answer is next week.
Or should we'll let them know now?
Let him know next week? Let him know now?
No, let him
we
know
We
won't
next remember
week.
Next week.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, fine. Josh will tell you next week. We're about to settle it right now by watching a video, but... Here's Comics Brew.
You know, this is the first episode of 2018.
First episode of 20 great teen.
That's right.
Oh, shit, I like that.
Oh,
is that this year?
No.
It's 2 years from now. Right now we're in 20 sucks teen.
20 great teen. First episode. It's going to be a great one.
It is a great year.
One.
And that's Tyler over there.
Yep.
Boy.
I'm sick.
You poor little guy.
Oh, it's all sick.
And that's Adam.
Mocking Tyler.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Par for the course.
And I'm Josh. And as you all can tell, this is a freeform episode because I just told you it was.
Yeah,
because
we get to just talk about whatever instead of having a structure.
So, that's why.
It'd be better if you set it into the mic instead of up into the ceiling.
They heard me.
I mean, maybe.
How does it sound if I kind of like talk below the mic and then into it and then up here talking at the ceiling like Adam does?
You can totally tell the difference.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
We should use that for... emphasis and effect.
All right.
Gonna try to bring that into my repertoire this year.
All right.
Yeah.
What if I just hold the word the whole time, like, all right.
We do have a review to get out of the way, but before we do. Adam and I have had a serious lack of tabletop gaming in the last 2 weeks.
Dude, it's fucking, I was thinking about it earlier today. It's been killing me. I need to roll some dice.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of tabletop stuff, Adam, do you know what came out the other day?
New Adventure Zone?
New Adventure Zone live show.
Oh, live show.
Fuck.
Shit.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm going to have to listen to that.
Josh, you should listen to that.
Yeah, I know. I've been told by that. I've been told about it before.
Actually, now that you're DMing.
I know I should.
You really should. He's a really good
DM. But I don't
want
to, like, just like I don't want to bite off of Chris, like I haven't used any of Chris's techniques, I don't want to bite off of another DM. It just seems hacky.
Yeah, wait till your story's over then.
The best way to do something good is steal from the best.
No, it's true, but it's steal and don't, steal. But it's steal and modify, don't directly copy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I have stolen, I did take something from Chris, but I asked him first.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, gonna get back to D&D soon. I miss that.
Yeah.
Surprising no one, three closeted nerds are...
I want to play D&D again.
You're not sound like that, Tyler.
You kind of do.
Sometimes. And then it keeps you kiss.
Yep.
Well, let's do Doomsday Clock. And
Doomsday
then we can talk
Clock.
About other stuff.
I'm flipping through it again now.
Written by
rad.
Jeff Johns, drawn by Gary Frank. This is issue number
it's
2.
It's pretty damn good.
It's so beautiful. Even, like, so, you know, it copies the Watchmen layout of 9 panels, or most of the story is told on 9 panel pages.
Yeah, actually.
Which is just fine. Like, that's a great way to continue that idea. That's a great way to continue the tone of Watchmen. I love that technique. And it does get big when it needs to get big.
Yes, it does.
I fucking love how it looks. Like,
it's
just
a very
the
beautiful
art,
book.
Dude. Like, Rorschach is what I expect Rorschach to look like. Ozymandias, my God, he looks like just like he like you'd expect him to look.
Dr. Manhattan, spot on.
Yeah, I love it. Nice, what did briefs. They say? Nice briefs, yeah.
Yep. And,
we also get a little bit better of an introduction to these two newer characters.
Marionette and Mime.
And Mime that we saw in the first, actually going to see some of their abilities and whatnot.
Yeah, which are... essentially none.
Yeah, I fucking
but they're
love,
just costume criminals.
I love the back and forth between the bank teller and her boss.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just so like, fuck you, Marion, you stupid piece of shit. You never were good at this job. Always showing up late and leaving early.
Yeah, my son has needs. He's retarded, just like his mother.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, all right, without getting into too many spoilers, What kind of happens in this? Because this is what I think really kicks off the plot.
Ozymandias and Rorschach and Marionette and Mime leave the
Manhattan. They're trying to hunt him down.
Leave their universe.
Yeah, that is how they're gonna meet. How the two universes meet is they literally tunnel out of their universe,
following Dr. Manhattan's trail.
But something that I thought was kind of cool is that in a way this story kicks off like. That this is what really kicks off the story is they're going to the DC universe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that happens at the same time as basically the end of Watchmen occurs, where there's a gigantic explosion in the middle of a major city.
Well, it's not the end of where Watchmen happens.
But it's basically the same.
Oh, the same concept. Yeah, like, sure.
The real moment at the end of Watchmen is a gigantic explosion, and the real kickoff of this is a gigantic explosion.
I agree. My other enthusiastic moment about this is when those teases of meetings that we've always heard gonna happen, like, this is what's gonna happen in Doomsday, this is gonna meet this, and this is gonna meet this. It fucking happened.
It happens.
We get a couple meetings, yes.
It's pretty good. I like that the exchange in the cave is just, you ate my breakfast, and he goes, mm-hmm.
Did you notice where they land in Gotham?
Is it Crime Alley?
No, it's the carnival.
Oh, yeah, it's the carnival. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I thought that shot kind of mirrored Rorschach's infiltration of the, like the shot of him in the carnival kind of mirrored his infiltration of Dr. Manhattan's thing in the first issue of Watchmen.
A little bit. There's a lot of really cool shots in this.
Infiltration of
Dr. Manhattan's facility.
Yeah, it's a lot like his other infiltration in this. I'm not gonna say where.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
But just the whole every panel being a step of the infiltration.
Yeah, I liked it. Got to see pancakes. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not spoiling anything for the new year.
We shouldn't really go too much into it. Other than say that we know, if you see the cover of this, you know two of the characters that meet, and it goes just as perfectly as you might expect.
And then there's a twist.
Yeah, of course there is a crazy twist at the end of it.
Yeah.
That we'll probably spoil around next time between now and then you'll have a month.
So this one can't get our best limited series because it started last year.
That's right.
But it can definitely get like best artist, which it probably will.
Yup.
I'll give it best new. Well, can't give it best new. But
we'll figure something out. We'll see how it ends.
Yeah. That's a year away. A lot of comics to come.
I always think
about
the Bruisies again after the fact. Had fun with the Brucies, by the way. That was a lot of fun.
I usually don't until like week of.
Yeah, I know. It was very apparent who thought of stuff ahead.
This year was day of, matter of fact.
So the Steam sale's still going on. It'll still be going on by the time this comes out. So what have you guys done?
Did you say Steam sale?
Yeah.
I haven't bought shit.
I actually haven't even been home since it started.
Till the 4th.
I've been house sitting, so I haven't even turned my computer on in like a week and a half. Still be on.
There's a phone app. You can always check that.
Yeah, that's true. There is a phone app. So I can just do it through the fucking website.
Jesus, Tyler.
He's dropping shit. I'm dropping shit.
Are you special?
I'm a little special. My computer's so bad, I can't even run computer games on it, so I don't even bother with the Steam sale.
That sucks.
Yeah, it kind of does, but...
So I bought Sonic Forces.
Whatever.
Yeah, beat it.
Yeah, and I played it for like an hour, and then I almost beat it, so I was like, nope, this is going back. But I bought the Fractured Butthole. The South Park game.
Oh, is that good?
And it's a lot of fun. The whole when you were making fun of Adam, like meh, that reminds me of like one of the first battles in that you fight your cousin Kyle, and it's just he sucks. It's funny. He goes to like do a tackle on you, and he just jumps off the bed, and you just step out of the way, and he face plants it and starts bleeding. Had to fight the whole Broflovsky clan at one point.
Is it still turn-based like the first one?
It's turn-based, but the pattern is different. It's more like blocked out. Like a checkers board.
So you actually move your characters around and stuff now?
Yeah, okay. But on your turn only.
Right, right, right. So it's a little bit more tabletop, a little less Final Fantasy.
Yes.
Okay.
We got an update for you. Thanks, Windows. Have you guys ever played any South Park games? And I just hit the restart.
I played the N64 one.
I played
rad.
The N64 one as well.
I've never played it.
Oh, you missed out.
So you could get other weapons, but your base weapon was snowballs, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you could pee on them and
that was gross, Tyler.
And throw yellow snowballs.
Listening to that was gross.
To do more damage.
It was a water bottle.
It took a while. And we fought a shitload of turkeys.
Right. And aliens.
And aliens. That game was really fun.
Yeah, the game was rad. The game was really rad.
Yeah, I only played the Stick of Truth and then this one.
And then I played the Stick of Truth as well.
Dude, Stick of Truth got raunchy. Like, at one point, you get shrunken down, and you get to, like, maneuver through your parents' bedrooms while they're fucking.
Oh,
so you have to dodge
oh
your...
Oh, my God.
You literally have to fight your dad's balls as they're fucking, like, swinging back and forth. You have to, like, time your shots.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is wrong.
You also go into someone's butthole to find Lemmy Winks?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do.
There's a whole song about Lemmy Winks being lost in a butthole, isn't there?
Mm-hmm, yeah. That comes from...
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's in an episode.
It's a quest. Oh. Lemmy Winks is on a quest to go up someone's butthole.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what episode that was in. That was a really great one.
I inadvertently hit the update now button over here on this computer, so I ain't going to learn shit. It's all working on updates. All
right.
Well, that's unfortunate for you.
It is. But I was wondering if you guys had heard or knew that Stan Lee's at 95.
He has.
Yeah, I had heard about that.
That shit is cray.
I actually thought
he was...
Crypt
Keeper?
I thought he was older. I thought he was like 97, 98.
I actually thought he was a tiny bit younger.
So 2017 was a terrible year for Stan Lee because his wife died.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
And I know that you shouldn't let one thing ruin your whole year, but I'm pretty sure since that happened in the last like 3 months, that's probably a really terrible way for him to end the year.
Oh, yeah.
But he did have a lot of other awesome stuff happen. He got to be in 2 movies again.
He did.
Ha! I told you you'd need him.
Yeah, I will need him.
He got to, he got that award at Disney right alongside Jack Kirby, like the Disney Creator Award or whatever.
Oh, that's right, because they're part of Disney now, so they finally got that.
He keeps doing, like, amazing stuff on a regular basis at his age. It's awesome. Yeah.
He's still good. I mean, he has a handler that goes with him everywhere. Mm-hmm. Make sure he doesn't fall
over. I think I'd want one.
Yeah.
At that age.
But at the same time, like, he's still out there doing stuff. He doesn't travel nearly as much anymore, but I don't fucking blame him.
So, like I said, it's been a good and bad year for Stan Lee, but most notably in the last couple days, Stan Lee says a check was cashed from his account for hundreds of thousands of dollars without his knowledge.
Yeah.
Sources close to the Marvel founder tell The Blast, Lee, reported the loss of the Beverly Hills Police Department this week after discovering the missing $300,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a shitload of money.
Whoever wrote the check also tried to copy Lee's signature, but anyone with a signed copy of X-Men will see that it doesn't appear to be legit.
Can you prove this isn't your signature? Fuck, can I?
Yeah, I can prove it. In a bunch of ways.
Yeah, I can have other people prove it for me.
Right. So Stan Lee, at the end of his year, literally, the story was published December 29th. He has to file a report with the police department that $300,000 has gone missing.
And his birthday was, what, the 28th?
Something like that, yeah.
Happy birthday, stole a bunch of money from an old man. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, people will steal from anybody these days.
Yeah,
some people suck.
Assholes. Some people really do suck, you're right.
You know? It's just a bitch thing. You know what else is fucking weird and out of nowhere almost? Brian Michael Bendis went in and out of the hospital twice in the last 2 months, and he's lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah, he had some crazy illness, almost died.
Yeah, almost died twice. Wow. Now he's got an eye patch, and he looks like Nick Fury.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to show you.
Crazy infection or something?
Yeah, I have to show you from here. I don't know if you can see my phone.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got a bandage over his nose, like on the bridge of his nose.
I saw that too.
Yeah, and he's, like, I'm serious. He lost like 100 pounds. Like, guy looks little. He posted this on Instagram. Proof of life for my out-of-town friends, considering where I was 2 weeks ago. This is a genuine Christmas miracle. And I'm Jewish. though those theories that it's actually Earth 2 Bendis joining at DC Comics are becoming harder to
refuse. Are 100% true.
Yeah, exactly. he
like
says,
that.
Again, thank you for the nonstop outpouring of well wishes. It's absolutely a huge help.
You know what? That's why he suddenly went over to DC. Because
insurance!
Earth 2 Bendis came over and he's like, well, everybody over here already knows me. Better kill him and move to the other place.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Marvel said that they might cancel. Marvel is seemingly canceling 6 comic book series.
Really?
After the new year. And it was after the purchase from Fox. After Disney purchased Fox. Generation X, The Unbelievable Gwenpool. Those are both on the chopping block. Luke Cage, Defenders.
Any of this so far.
Captain Marvel and America.
Oh, wow. Captain Marvel?
Yep. I imagine Captain Marvel will be something that they redo because of the deal. I don't know. Oh, wait. Captain Marvel's not canceled. Cool. My bad.
Okay.
I just read a tweet from Margaret Stoll. Concerned citizens, nope. Hashtag Captain Marvel has not been canceled.
Somebody fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. That sucks, though. Just Marvel's canceling stuff left and right. That's yeah, well, after the Fox deal.
They do cancel stuff based on sales, so it's like things that don't sell, they get rid of.
Yeah.
Plus, like any other business, I guess.
Especially if it's not doing well. They're just trimming fat right now.
Yeah.
Other things will come back.
Do you guys ever watch... Adam, do you ever watch The Ranch? Did you ever finish that?
I did, yeah.
Did you finish the new one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know Danny Masterson?
The rapist?
Yeah, he's not on there no more.
I know.
They're going to write him out next season.
I'm wondering how they're going to do it.
Me too.
Rape somebody and get sent to jail.
Oh my god, that would be...
they make jokes about it on the show. They make jokes about his character doing just that. He's like, I didn't know she was drunk and shit like that.
Oh my god.
Depends on how drunk I get you tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit like that, yeah.
A fifth woman came out and said Danny Masterson
a
raped...
Fifth? Uh-huh. Last I heard it was only three.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
One, two, three, four, fifth. I hope they have him die in like a farming accident.
A ranching accident.
Stampede.
I was chasing a stampede on my quad, and I fucking bit it into one of them cows.
But I think he's super funny. Like, I like him as an actor.
I do too.
So I'm bummed to see him go.
Danny Masterson plays Hyde on That 70s mm-hmm. Show, and his brother was on Malcolm in the Middle.
As who?
The eldest brother.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know they were related. Yeah. Oh, holy shit.
They look really alike.
No, they do. Now that you mention it.
And the. His brother was the cheese guy on That 70s Show.
Cheese guy?
Yeah, there was a little while where Jackie was like a cheese barista thing.
I do not remember that
she was
at
like
all.
She was like the cheese sampler girl out front of the store.
I
love that show, like so I watched the shitload of it.
I remember when she was Hot Donna for the radio station.
That was Hot Donna, not Jackie.
Oh, you're right. Then I definitely didn't remember her. I mean, yeah, the show was okay. I didn't pay that much
attention. Mila Kunis, bro. It's where Mila Kunis is from.
Yeah.
We got the showrunner for The Witcher on Netflix.
He
tweeted out a picture of the map of The Witcher series, and he goes, doing my homework.
Hell yeah, I am so stoked for that.
Yeah, that's going to be so good.
That Netflix show is going to be so worth it. Worth the wait. At least it fucking better be.
I hope so, because, man... I love The Witcher, and I love the whole world of The Witcher.
I think the world for The Witcher really sets up an easily written story.
Oh, like, sure does. Know, especially because it is an easily written story. It's all about Ciri.
Well, I think the best part about it is like this big epic war going on in the background, and the story isn't like, you've got to stop the war.
No.
You're fucking caught up in the shit's going on around you, and you just got to navigate it and stay alive and do your thing.
And you finished the main story, right? Okay, yeah.
They can follow another Witcher, too, and he's just out on contracts doing his own thing, being a Witcher.
Yeah.
Like,
I've killed other Witchers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they broke the rules.
I let him live.
Oh, Lambert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I let Lambert live. But there's a guy pretending to be a Witcher that I kill.
I can't remember if I killed him or not.
I totally killed that guy.
I can't remember
either. But I do remember that quest. It's a good quest.
Do you remember wrangling the goat in the early stages? The farmer's goat got away? Or the herbalist goat was his only friend?
Oh, fuck.
You just had to follow the goat around and then hit Y and then shoo it further. It was the very beginning.
The very first area, yeah.
In Velen, yeah.
Yeah.
See, the reason I like The Witcher so much is because it's all based around this prophecy that Geralt fulfilled by meeting Ciri for the first time.
Way
back when she was young. Like, you know when you train her in the flashback in the opening of The Witcher? It's before that.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years before that. There's a book called The Last Wish, which is a series of short stories, but it ends with Geralt meeting Yennefer.
Is that what the genie side quest is based on?
That's Gaunter Onum, isn't it?
No, there's a genie quest you do with Yennefer.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay,
they get trapped in the hut.
I think it's called The Last Wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's based on the book.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
The books are great. You know how there's the women are all the sorceresses and stuff?
Uh-huh. Yep.
They're the lodge. They created the lodge, and it was because they wanted to keep magic. Like, they always wanted to move forward with magic, even during these times of great strife when wizards were actually kings as well.
Yeah.
Like for instance, Radovid was eliminating witches, and the lodge was out to stop that from happening.
Radovid was a fuck.
He was. Did you kill him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me too.
And then I killed Dijkstra, too.
I didn't kill Dijkstra.
I haven't killed him yet. I still haven't finished the game.
You're still in Novigrad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing fucking absolutely everything in Novigrad.
Except play Gwent.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Oh, I didn't play any Gwent, like, at all.
I only played it when it was necessary for
exactly.
the story.
Like, yeah. And when I had to, I played it, and that, I didn't care.
I'm actually pretty good at it now. I've got a decent deck in the game. But I've also played it through both expansions, you know?
Okay.
If there's a storyline that had anything to do with Gwent, I just didn't do it.
Chris, so I didn't even buy the game. Chris bought it for me last Christmas because he was, you know, he gave us all games.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, yeah, let me get this game. And he goes, cool. Played it for 127 hours.
Yo, yeah, that game, you can sink a lot of time into.
I fucking loved that game. And it's beautiful, too. But, yeah, as long as The Witcher is adapted well on Netflix, and I think they can do a good job, we'll see, right?
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want it to go... So there's a couple different facets to The Witcher, right? The Witcher's literally a monster hunter.
Yeah,
and there are parts of the game that are legitimately creepy. Like when you first fight that first Noonwraith and you have to go down her well swim and get her remains and stuff. That's all dark and creepy. Yeah.
I would want to see a couple episodes at least of this, that kind of stuff.
But like, then there's also the other side of The Witcher that's like, you fight big fucking griffins out in the middle of the daylight. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to see that side of The Witcher too. The really spooky shit, but also the really epic stuff.
You remember the trailer that had him fighting a wraith?
I remember the one that had him fighting the vampire.
Oh my god, there's one of him fighting a wraith.
We'll have to watch it.
It's she's like living, or she's living near a barn, and she like starts.
Does she disappear and he throws the silver?
Yeah.
That's a vampire.
No, that's not a vampire.
Nope. It's a Bruxa.
It's a wraith.
Nope, it's
we'll
a vampire.
Watch it after.
It's not a vampire.
It's a Bruxa.
We'll watch it
it's
after.
Not a vampire.
Yes, it is.
Nothing's getting solved.
All right, I'll put $2 on it. It's not a vampire.
I gotcha.
All right, so anyways, what are we talking about? Witcher. Witcher's dope.
Yeah, Witcher is dope.
Are there Witcher comics?
There has to be, because there's a comic book cover up there.
Oh, that's right. They did. That's. I was just fucking looking at it. No, I think it's a poster.
It's a cover. It's a variant cover
for
a comic.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it is. Shit. I need to pick those up.
Yeah, because he drinks the potion of black blood, and she bites him. She hits him, and, like, she starts...
Same. You can use that against wraiths.
No, you can't. Black blood's for vampires only.
No, black blood's for, like, anything that attacks you.
We'll see.
Children.
Well, what do you want to talk about, Adam?
He wants to talk about everything he's looking at on Reddit.
Well, because you two are boring.
When the Wolf of Rivia awakens, he sees the Brux's body lying face down next to him.
All right. So you guys got any resolutions that you're keeping this year? Since this is the first episode of the year, anything you're trying to do?
You mean specifically for comics or specifically for...
both.
Well, for comics, I'm going to go back and reread Sandman because it's been a while.
There you go.
It's been like... Because, like, last year I reread Swamp Thing, and I fucking remembered how much I loved it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't gone back and reread the thing that got me into comics, like, really deep in a while. Like, I reread Civil War this year because we did Civil War.
Right.
But, yeah, I wanna go back and reread Sandman. Especially, like, the first four trades, because those were the first four that I really loved.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, the fourth one is when you find out what happened to Destruction. He becomes... Whatever that other one is. Or he still stays as Destruction, but he's also like an artist now.
Yeah.
Isn't that also where he goes down to hell to see his son?
Well, he isn't going to hell to see his son at
first time he goes to hell, he's looking for Lucifer.
No, actually...
First time he goes to hell, he's looking for his helmet.
Yeah, that's in the first volume.
Yeah.
He goes to see his son at some point, but I don't think his son's in hell. It's volume 4, Season of Mists, that he gets the key.
Yeah, okay.
Might be volume 3, but I think it depends on...
7 is where he goes and finds out about Destruction.
Yeah,
because
that's
right. that one starts off with Destiny in his garden, and he's reading about himself in his garden.
Yeah. No, definitely Season of Mist is the best fucking Sandman.
I will tell you that, like, I don't think I was, like, ready for the introduction of Desire. Like, when she is introduced, or she or he is introduced, because it's hermaphrodite.
Yeah,
like,
both and neither.
Yeah, exactly. When that character's introduced, I was not, like, I wasn't ready for the shock of it.
She's so good, though.
Yeah, it's a really good character. I love it, but, and I'll probably refer to her as she, but it's ridiculous how over the top it went, right away, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But
I still think Death's introduction is the best.
That's the subtle one though? When she's
you don't even really realize that she's
until the end
Death
of it.
Or they're related.
She's
and they're
just
talking.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not till the end because it's about couple pages in that she reveals. It's not like she reveals it. You just piece it together, and then he follows her. She goes around and takes souls. But it was a really good introduction.
Feel good?
I think he's feeling better.
I feel good, about the burp, but I think it generally feels better too.
Yeah,
it's a medicine, man.
It
I'm
is.
All hopped up on Dayquils. The real shitty part is I can't blow my nose because if I blow my nose too hard, I'll get a bloody nose.
Other than that, I have a couple personal projects that I'm working on that I'd like to see finished.
Okay.
One of them being the game that we're playing at John's house.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to get back to fucking some tabletop.
Yeah, but that I want to finish that. But I want to do things that I have never seen before. One of them being bringing that other guy in.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not ever. I know that's not here nor there for the listeners, but that's what I want to do.
How about you, Tyler?
Have to be comics related?
No, you can do one of each. Or
I don't have any resolutions in my regular life. But
we're gonna do.
I need to get
Red Sun.
Oh yeah, we gotta do Red Sun at some point. But no, I want to catch up on some old back stuff, just classic things I haven't read. Like you keep talking about The Boys, I've never read The Boys.
It's really good. And
I love it, dude.
It
doesn't. It really. You need to let it go. It's just Herogasm that everybody hates. Go ahead.
I actually like Herogasm.
I need to finish Invincible now that it's ending.
That's a good point. I need to go back through it. I loved that comic.
Yeah, I didn't stop reading because I stopped liking it. I just kind of like missed a couple issues.
And it's too much, yeah.
And I just couldn't get them and go back and read them, so I never finished it. But that definitely, I need to check out the finale of.
Man, Ryan Ottley's done some of the most gruesome, after-battle carnage that I've seen. Like when Conquest, fight with Conquest, when Mark is done fighting and when Conquest is done fighting, it's just pulp. They're just destroyed.
Nothing.
Teeth are gone. Like he breaks Conquest's skull.
Yeah,
you know he shatters it. There's that other guy that's like the Langstrom, the multidimensional guy.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
I also want to finish up Fables.
Yeah,
I never finished Fables.
I got through the first two trades and I never went any further.
I got past issue 100. And
nice.
Wow.
It was so good. I loved Fables. But Fables and Ferris, I would like to check out. I just like that the last issue of Fables was a trade.
It was.
It came out as a trade.
That's
and it was
awesome.
All one big thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did it still have internal chapters to it?
I don't actually know. I just know that, the last
huge.
One came out
oh,
as
you haven't
a trade.
Read it, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, any comics like that you should go through, you think?
Actually, yeah, I want to read Hellboy. To be honest, and I know he's got them all.
I got them all.
And I want to finish.
I will hand them to
you
in reading order. I will be read this.
Yeah. So I think we should also, a while back we did things where, you have to read this. I was supposed to read Bone. You were supposed to read, and I think you did read the comic that I gave you, and then I think you were supposed to finish Why the Last Man. We never finished those. I never finished Bone.
I never finished Why the Last Man.
But we should probably, we don't have to do that in the third segment, but I think it'd be good to challenge each other just sometime this year to do this comic.
Yeah. Well, depending on if you got a whole run of something, I could give somebody all the Hellboy.
Well, yeah, I
now have all of Hellboy.
I can give you all of Swamp Thing, all of Sandman, all of Why the Last Man.
Can I give you just the first 40 issues of Constantine, of Hellblazer?
Huh?
Isn't that what I gave you to read? The
No, you gave me Deadpool, the first full run of Deadpool.
That's what it was, the first full run
and
of Deadpool.
And I did that. I did all those, the Joe Kelly comics.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
They're okay. They were Deadpool. I have all of, I have most of Invincible, I think up to volume 14.
Oh, damn.
I have all of 100 Bullets. I have all of Transmetropolitan, which I think you were supposed to read but didn't finish, Tyler.
You haven't finished Metropolitan?
Transmetropolitan?
No, I never finished Transmet.
Because I think I gave that to you to read.
God damn, that's good.
It was pretty good.
It ends well.
Definitely finish it. It does end well.
Fucking 1%.
I don't remember why I didn't finish that. I would also want to finish The Invisibles.
You haven't finished that because that shit's right up your alley.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Instead of taking your phone into the shitter, take a comic.
That's a good point, except I don't have them anymore.
No, I know. You gave them back to me.
Yeah.
I know. No resolutions in your normal life?
Me? Not really, no.
I got a couple.
Is one of them focus?
No, not anymore. I want to drop some LBs and get my sexy right.
Some lot of bullshits?
I actually went to go pick something up off the ground the other day and realized that I was pretty upset that I had to bend over to pick it up because my gut was getting in the way. So that's my personal one, is to cut back some weight.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, you asked.
You started this. I did not.
No, I didn't. Try to vamp.
I mean, you guys have a full week, you know, in between times we see each other. Nothing happened you don't want to talk about? Tyler's on the pool league now.
I fucking have been sick all week. I've been going to bed early, man.
I've been staring at stupid dogs for a week.
Peaky fucking blinders. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Oh, Riverdale's rad. I can talk about Riverdale.
Okay, let's let Tyler vamp.
Riverdale is so good.
Tyler. Tell me. Tell me some of the key differences between Betty, Veronica, Archie, and Jughead.
Do you want to know the differences between all of them?
Yeah. No. Yeah, well, between the comic book characters and the
Oh, you want the differences between comic book characters. Well,
everything that Archie is.
Betty
in the comics,
is still best girl.
The opposite.
So Betty's still number one.
Betty's still number one.
She's the blonde, right?
She's the blonde.
All right, cool.
Veronica is actually much better than her comic counterpart. She's less of a bitch. She's still a little bit of a bitch, but not as bad. She's a much better friend. Jughead is so much different.
Yeah?
It's the thing. I think Jughead is where they made a lot of crazy changes.
Is he like a conniver?
No, he's still kind of like a... Because in the comics, he's never like a loner or like outcast, but he's sort of like the weird dude.
Uh-huh.
In the show, he really is sort of like a kind of an outcast, the total weirdo. He's writing a book about Jason Blossom's murder, which is like the setup for the series. Jason Blossom was murdered.
Okay.
And it's like trying to figure out who the
hell.
And
that's Blossom.
Yeah, like okay. Cheryl Blossom's brother.
Yeah, okay.
And he is way different. But not only just like him, but in the comics, like his family is really just sort of like normal people. But in the show, his dad is one of the Southside Serpents. And like
a gang member?
It's a biker gang.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a biker gang that's like involved in racketeering and shit and selling drugs. And his dad maybe killed Jason Blossom, but definitely at the very least burned his car once it was found. And like between person finding it and the cops getting it. And like,
but he was just like, Jughead's, I'm a criminal, and criminals burn cars, better fucking burn it, even though I had nothing to do with this at all. That's a terrible fucking criminal.
Well, Jason may have been selling drugs for him. There could have been evidence in the car.
You
sit there and make fun of it, not know anything about it, Adam. This is why nobody
that
likes
sounds like most people in the world.
Yeah, but like it's got so much cool shit in it, but it's definitely CW as fuck. Like,
why'd you lie to me? Because
like CW as fuck, like drama all
like
over the place,
more yeah. so than with Iris on Flash.
Oh my god, 100 times more.
Really,
a oh, 100 yeah. times more.
A little bit here. I actually watched 2 episodes with Tyler, and they were.
Was he just like, come here, watch this shit?
No, he just plopped down on the couch and started snoring.
Yeah. Well, I got through 2 episodes before I started snoring.
1.5, but close enough.
Actually, you're right.
I'll give it to you. But no, it's a great show. I can't wait to finish first season, finally. And then I'm going to try to figure out a way to get caught up on the second, because I don't know. I knew going into the first season, like when it started coming out, that it was about Jason Blossom's murder, but I didn't know any.
You didn't mention a thing about Archie in all of this.
Oh, Archie is...
Little fuckboy.
Well, because I like Jughead's story a lot more, but Archie is just still Archie. Archie's Archie, but his whole thing is he's on the football team, but he'd rather have a music career. And so he's still on the football team, but he turned down being the captain and gave it to Reggie so that he could focus more on writing and playing. And he's...
Who's Reggie?
Reggie Mantle. Reggie is to Archie as Veronica is to Betty.
Okay.
Just like a
dude.
Was, yeah, like a dude friend, but sort
I
of rival.
That was supposed to be Jughead.
No,
Jughead's like an outlier.
Jughead's like his actual best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie's more of like a friend rival.
Okay.
He's a frenemy.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Reggie's also a dick in the comics and in the show.
He's a friend of me, like, you know, Tyler and I.
Yeah. what was I saying?
And, you know, Tyler's actually a dick, like he is in real life.
No, the reason I want to get to season two real bad is because I knew the first one was about Jason Blossom's murder, which has got a bunch of crazy twists and turns. A lot of people are involved. I don't know how it's going to shake down, but I'm stoked to see it. But I know the second one, they bring in characters from, like, one of Archie's, Archie Comics' other kind of publishing imprints.
Okay.
A serial killer called Black Mask.
Nice.
So there's a serial killer in Riverdale killing people. And if it's just fucking dramatic this season, I can't wait to see what the hell happens in season two.
Nice.
So I'll give you guys a quick review when I finish season one.
Adam and I, okay, so this is definitely not related to comics, but Adam and I are big fans of a show called Peaky Blinders.
So fucking good.
So it's written, created by Stephen M. Knight, but the main character in it is played by Cillian Murphy.
Is that a dude involved with Daredevil?
Let me look him up. But he...
you can talk. I'll look it up.
Okay. I would just look up creator of Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
The Peaky Blinders is like a gang in Birmingham, in England.
An actual family crime syndicate.
Yeah, and it was they were large from 1919 into like the 1930s in Birmingham.
Were they an actual gang?
I don't know if that's actually true, but that's where the show is set. Is right around there. It's actually a BBC show, but it's been whenever it comes up on Netflix is when Adam and I tend to watch it.
Yeah, and they just
it's after World War One.
Before
World War II. And the main three brothers in the Peaky Blinders. Oh,
sorry. It's Stephen S. DeKnight.
Sorry.
No. You're talking about Stephen Knight. You're talking about the right person. I'm thinking of another guy named Stephen M. DeKnight.
Gotcha.
But anyways, continue.
But yeah, it just basically follows the crime family.
Yeah, the three main brothers, man. Those are the characters, good. Right? So the creator is Stephen Knight Knigget. The main character, Tommy Shelby, he's actually the middle brother, mm-hmm. but he controls the family.
Yep.
He makes most of the decisions. They're still voting and stuff, but he makes most of the decisions. He's played by Cillian Murphy, who's just a fucking pro.
Amazing actor.
Just
amazing.
A fucking great actor. He's the Scarecrow in Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. His brother, Arthur, is the eldest Shelby. He's played by Paul Anderson. Arthur, I think, is actually one of the most complex characters in the show. He just ends up getting the shit work all the time. He gets the Charlie work, and Charlie's on arguably the most complex character in that show, too.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, but Arthur Shelby's like the fucking bruiser. Like, he's the hitman.
He accidentally beats a kid to death once.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Accidentally.
Jesus.
Yep. Let's see. Aunt Polly is played by Helen McCrory. She's like, she's really in
charge.
Name
sounds really familiar.
She's Malfoy's mom.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
What
I know
really
her
like
exactly.
About the show as well is they got legitimate full blown gypsies in it.
Right on.
Like in their caravans, and it's a thing that like the cops and other gangsters and other business people actually have to deal with. Because it's just like they're that big of a fucking
storyline.
Yeah,
the gypsies fucking walk around and do shit.
Yeah, there's a scene in the fourth season where he's like, "Flip the coin."
Yeah,
like that's sacred to us. You get a few. You want this? I want this. We'll flip the coin. We're gonna abide by that shit too. Mm-hmm. The coin is sacred, and the guy's like, "Okay, I guess that's what." Like, what does he say? He goes, "You can have the yard." But I get your daughter.
I want to fuck your daughter.
In front of you, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's like, she's of legal age. We can do this. He's like, I'm not fucking around. You want this land. I told you it wasn't for sale. So if you want it,
we'll
flip for
what
it.
What did he say? We'll turn the coin?
Yeah, we'll turn the coin. But if I win, I get to fuck your daughter.
Yeah,
he's
so
in front
there's
of all these witnesses. He's like, I'm not fucking around.
There's this
guy
whole...
Backs down.
Tom Hardy has like a huge like... recurring role in the show.
He plays a Jewish rabbi bootlegger.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. No, it's legal for him to produce gin and rum. It's totally, it's not prohibition over in England.
But he's shipping it.
But
to
he's shipping it
yeah,
to America.
And that's where he becomes, I guess, more of a smuggler than a bootlegger.
Yeah. He plays this really, like, he's got this terrible fucking accent. Mm-hmm. You can barely understand him.
But it's I like it. His face is all scarred and fucked up. He plays an amazing mm-hmm. character, but he has
big
this,
ass
like,
bushy beard.
A devout Jew.
Like a Hasidic Jew.
Yeah, like, so, like, when he's hiring a bunch of people in one of the seasons to start working for him and distilling it, he's just like, and because You're all complete fucking sodomites, like myself. None of you will fuck Jewish women. If I catch any of you fucking Jewish women, you're out with a beating.
Yep. These Italian mobsters are trying to come in under his, under the guys that they work for him to try and set up a hit, you know? So he shows up and he's like negotiating the price with this mobster. And he just starts adding to this guy's list. He's like, and 100 pop for being a wop. And,
yeah.
And like stuff like that. But then he gets to also non-negotiable. Every one of your guys coming into my crew has to get circumcised. And they're all adults, you know? And he goes, what? They'll strip search him.
Jesus.
And yeah. Then they confirm later that they strip searched him. It's great. I love that whole show. Great.
It's so well done. It's an amazing period piece. It is, however, one of those shows that, like, especially because they talk with a dirty Cockney accent.
You should probably have subtitles on.
Subtitles on, or at least expect it to take a couple episodes before you can just understand what they're saying.
Well, that, or, you know, if you pay attention, you can understand right away. I mean,
that's true.
If you ever saw it, it's not as bad as A Clockwork Orange.
No.
Like, A Clockwork Orange is really rough for, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
But then if you pay attention, you know what's going on. Right, if you've seen any kind of British show before, if you pay attention, you got it.
Yeah.
They speak fucking English. I mean.
But it's also a show that you can't just turn on in the background either. Because otherwise you'll have no fucking idea what's going on by halfway through episode one.
Absolutely. So before we wrap... Yeah, before we wrap up, we'll keep this one short. It's been a rough year for Marvel.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So there's a
rough, funny year, too.
Yeah, there's a Hollywood Reporter article out that says the year that this was almost the worst year Marvel's ever had for PR. I got to say, they're not wrong. 2017 was pretty hard.
Yeah.
It really was.
It's the year almost everything went wrong for Marvel Comics. Yeah, like,
how many bad decisions can you make?
Oh, they had the racist art. They had...
What?
The...
Okay, let's break it down month by month and not just go hopping around.
Throw shit around willy-nilly.
January started off with the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, David Gabriel, saying openly, "We heard the message loud and clear on digital sales, same-issue codes. We are always looking to do what's best for fans of the comic industry." Essentially, they had a digital policy to increase the sales on the print series and take that away from the digital side. Well, that kind of angered the digital comic reading audience, and so they caught some heat right away in the beginning of the year. Then we jumped to March with then-editor-in-chief Axel Alonso basically saying that he doesn't think an artist on a comic is a big draw to a series. Saying we can hype our
bullshit.
We can hype artists all we want, but I don't know if we know how many artists besides maybe Steve McNiven and Olivier Coipel absolutely move the sales needle on anything to be drawn.
Listen, I won't say an artist alone has gotten me to read a book, but an artist alone has got me to quit reading books
for sure.
So,
and then again in March, that great senior vice president David Gabriel said, what we heard was that people don't want any more diversity. They don't want female characters out there. That's what we heard. Whether we believe that or not, I don't know that that's really true, but that's what we saw in sales. We saw the sales of any character that was diverse, any character that was new, our female characters, anything that was not a core Marvel character, people were turning their nose up at it.
Sales-wise, they kind of were,
but to...
There were also some big outliers, like Miss Marvel, who is a woman and a minority.
You could phrase it a lot better. I think that's why it was a PR nightmare.
You definitely could have.
But if you also look at it, Squirrel Girl, Miss Marvel, Mighty Thor, Spider-Gwen, Miles Morales, and Moon Girl continue to see increased sales.
This is true.
So, on one side, he was right. There are sales that weren't doing so well, like Amadeus Cho as the Hulk.
But
there are other stories, like the Mighty Thor being Jane Foster, that it's still selling well. So that was that. They were like, people said we don't need any more diversity. So that was March. So March for them was artists suck and diverse suck. April, this was when they relaunched the X-Men franchise, and this is what Adam was getting at. The artist on X-Men Gold, Artie and CF, hid political references into the comic.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, the implied references.
They were found pretty fucking quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah,
within the day.
Yeah.
It was that day.
Yeah.
It was great. Marvel fired CF days later. I remember we talked about it, and G. Willow Wilson had a response to it because it was pretty anti-women what it was going with.
Yeah, the things that were like, it was just a drawing of like.
It was a 304, which was like a specific line in the Quran.
In the Quran, which was pretty derogatory towards women. Yeah,
and then it was also like what was on a guy's shirt or something like that.
Which was another reference to something else that was against like Jews or something like that. Or
Jews Christians. Can't hold leadership roles That's in what office. It was. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, real good quality stuff to have in Marvel art.
Yeah.
May was when Marvel had to tell fans to calm down, there's an end to Secret Empire.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's
calm
right.
down, stick with us to the end, guys. Yeah.
So literally...
The ending was kind of meh.
It was, but it did bring Captain America back to what fans wanted, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's fucking comic books. People should have gotten it worked out.
I did think it was a little bit funny. Usually events are like, check it out, guys, nothing's ever going to be the same again. And this time around, they had to go... Hey, hold on. You know, it's going to be fine and regular at the end of it. Just chill. Yeah. He's not really a Nazi. Calm down.
Just like every event, things will be fine in the end.
Yep. June was the full announcement of the launch of Marvel Legacy. That was when they announced their next gimmick, and they, despite a press release that promised the relaunch would change the comic book industry, response to the announcement was muted to say the least, with many noting that the relaunch was cosmetic at best, and also surprisingly backwards looking in its attempts to evoke nostalgia for days gone by. This is when Marvel basically said that Marvel Legacy would be going back to original numbering, basically resetting the superhero universe as we know it to like what it was pre-Civil War, and essentially being like, hey, you know that Rebirth thing that's working at DC so well? Let's do it!
Yeah. And people were pretty upset about that, so much so that there were shops that were boycotting certain releases.
Yeah, that's what happened in August. Marvel announced order terms for the first issue of Marvel Legacy, which included a series of variant, like, threshold covers. Like, if you ordered this much, you get this exclusive cover coming to your shop. Retailers announced that they wouldn't be buying into that, and certain releases were even protested openly at their shops.
Hey, buy more with shit,
signs
we'll give you shit.
Yeah, with signs saying, don't look for these variants here. We didn't buy into that. September. The Secret Empire wrap-up was on its way, and in the New York Times, they spoiled the ending.
Did they really?
They did an comic book, Alonso did an interview with the New York Times saying the thought that the story had something important to say about democracy, freedom, and the core American values that Captain America embodies. And to an extent, that was true, but at the same time, he spoiled the end of the comic right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the only time that Marvel would spoil its comic books that month. Days after this interview and days ahead of the release of Marvel Legacy number 1, the company announced the identity of the character who had returned from the dead. It was Wolverine. They said that Wolverine was coming back after dying.
Yep.
Right before Marvel Legacy finished.
Released, yeah. It was just like, hey, we're going to let you know. Oh, shit, that comes out in a couple days. Way to go.
Marvel's October started terribly with a week which saw everyone discover that special lenticular covers that had drawn criticism from retailers weren't even working.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like the you know how lenticular covers are supposed to change?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't work. And it also, there was the deal with military contractor Northrop Grumman that got pulled within 24 hours of the announcement. One. Remember that from New York City Comic Con?
Marvel think that was a good idea. Although I'm still curious as to what their plans completely were. Like, I would love to see what was in the agreement package.
For sure, right? Know? The proposal or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. That would have been great. In November, Brian Michael Bendis left the publisher after 2 decades, and he went to DC.
Peace out.
After that, Axel Alonso mysteriously was like quietly going, I'm stepping down, as a mutual decision between himself and Marvel. C.B. Sobolski was then instated as editor-in-chief of Marvel. And he admitted that he had defrauded the company a decade earlier by pretending to be a Japanese writer called Akira Yoshida.
That was the
from
funniest
2003
shit.
To 2005.
That was pretty goddamn funny.
During which time he worked as a freelancer for Marvel. Sobolski issued an additional statement on the subject to The Atlantic this month in December, but Marvel has yet to officially comment on the matter.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. I mean, that was more just Sobolski being ridiculous.
Hey, just so you know, I did this from 2003 to 2005. My bad.
This might come up in my background check.
Yeah,
you guys.
Exactly. And then December. December was a bad month for Marvel 2. Just because right after the Infinity War trailer popped, Jim Starlin aired his grievances on Facebook with Marvel, naming executive editor Tom Brevoort as the reason he wouldn't be working with the publisher anymore. The creator of Thanos is no longer working with Marvel.
If
holy
shit.
That
movie that you guys were going to pay me for, I'm out. I mean, he's probably still getting paid for his...
Probably getting paid for it.
Yeah, or Marvel bought the rights to Thanos long ago.
And like
I mean, they own them, but...
Yeah.
He's still probably getting something from it.
And like I said earlier, Marvel's March solicitations signaled the cancellations of a number of comics, including Gwenpool, Luke Cage, America, Generation X, Hawkeye, She-Hulk, and Iceman.
Yep. Unfortunately, but, well...
I mean, that doesn't surprise me too much. I kind of expected that from when the purchase of
Fox?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of those characters deal directly with the X-Men, and
exactly.
Gwenpool is part of Deadpool's series and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they're trimming a little fat. Plus, those books probably aren't... Gwenpool, I can't imagine...
Is selling well?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, I'd probably not do it super hot.
Yeah,
you know?
Luke Cage has never really sold that well whenever he's had a comic, unfortunately.
So, I mean, not to say that you'll never see these characters again. Obviously, you will.
Yeah.
But they're probably going to downsize, let things settle after the purchasing and everything that they've just done. And then let Marvel revamp some new shit.
This is day one. Today is day one of 2017, Marvel. Let's see something. Let's see something. I mean, to be honest, 2017 was not your best year.
Make it 20 great teen, Marvel.
Exactly.
20 great teen.
I mean, 2017 also had Monsters Unleashed, Secret Empire.
Good.
Monsters Unleashed was not very good.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
It ended shitty.
It did end very shitty. But Giant Monsters.
Some of it was
rad.
Fun. Some of it was fun. You're right.
Okay, some of the splashes were really fun.
Yeah, they
Let
were.
Let me put it that way.
Also, some of those issues were dope. Mm-hmm. One of those issues was just they're fighting giant monsters.
Yeah, that was
fine.
Great.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that shit.
Like that.
Yeah, but then this year also saw Civil War 2 and Secret Empire.
That was a thing.
And,
but also Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Okay. So the movies were great.
To change tune completely. But...
Sure. Marvel did great with Guardians and Thor Ragnarok. They did great with Punisher. And I think they did okay with Defenders, and they could have done a lot better with
Iron
Fist.
They could have done way better with Defenders and Iron Fist, but Defenders is better than Iron Fist, and the Punisher was rad as fuck.
Yeah. I would say if Marvel has any New Year's revelations, their resolutions, they should be, shit, we gotta do better.
Yeah.
Do better.
And Image is always just being like, we're
just
Image.
Just sitting in the back waiting constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
he has maybe more money than us, but we're still killing it.
Yeah. I appreciate everybody who's followed us this far and continues to follow us still. Be sure to come back very, very soon because we're bringing back Comics Through Plays for the 2018. We're actually going to be recording that soon. So
coming
be sure
soon,
to,
more Comics Through Plays in 2018.
Yep, and also be on the lookout for us doing maybe a little bit of a read-through of Red Sun. And with that, let's get out of here, guys. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Hope everything is. I hope all the acquaintance be forgot, and I don't know the rest of that song.
Time to go kick this year in the dick. Let's go.
Bye.